I just want to put you at ease. When I wrote a lot of things down. God put them on my heart for like 6 weeks and kept adding to it. And the first time I read through what I wrote, I timed it to make sure that I was going to fit into 20 and 25 minutes. Well, it was 58 minutes. But take it easy, because I revised it 3 times since then. Throwing out some of the personal things, some of the things that I thought were important to you to know for my background. But all that is going to be for another time. So we'll have to have fellowship time just having coffee, and I can add one this day and then one the next week. And if they were just funny things that happened to me, or things that really made an impression on who I am and how I live. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, I prayerfully call upon the Holy Spirit to allow God to set my words on fire for the glory of God and for all who have come to hear what you have given me, in order that their hearts may be filled with the joy that I have known for so long. I pray that the message will be positive, motivating, encouraging, soul-searching, but with lots of laughter. And it's in his name I pray. Amen. I recently saw a sign under a largemouth bass that was mounted and on the wall. And it said, "If I had kept my mouth shut, I wouldn't be here." And so goes for me. But what we say is important. And I'm trusting the Lord to fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and nudge me when I've said enough. God's best for us will always take us out of our comfort zone. Don't think that staying where you are, doing what you do, in the same place with the same people will cause a dramatic difference in your life, because they won't. God's will for us is to grow, to continue to learn and to improve. The biggest room in our houses ought to be the room of self-improvement. Try to learn something of value from everyone that you meet. Learn as if you will live forever, and then live as if you were going to die tomorrow. You'll never change your actions until you change your mind. Never stop asking questions, because only hungry minds can grow. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether he's 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps on learning remains young and becomes consistently more valuable, regardless of the physical capacity. Learning brings us new and interesting people into our lives. Learn to see the challenges of others, what you should avoid and what you should embrace. Our questions may always bring us more answers. We all have lived in the goodness of God, and most often it was before we even knew the power of his name and why he came. I had a question. Maybe you know the answer. But what keeps a person from knowing the need to have their sins forgiven? Is it pride that believes it's not needed? Or maybe it's not needed because they are a good person. The enemy of God loves to hear that. It's Satan's plan to keep us from the truth. The enemy tells the non-believer, if you do that, you're going to have to give up everything you enjoy, what you wear, where you go, how you speak, what you love. But we know the truth. And the truth is that you'll no longer want these things when Jesus makes you new and his through our repentance and his redemption. How can someone as young as me be as old as 86? And it's only by the grace of God. And how can we survive and prosper in a changing and challenging world like this? It's the same answer, only by the grace of God. His mercy and grace sets us free from the chaos that binds us in a dark and sin-filled world. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. For once I was lost, once I was blind, and now I see. And once I was also lost, but I've been found. Takes me to point number one. Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can do. We learn when we ask the right questions. We grow when we put the right answers into action and then apply them to our lives. I ask myself, what can I do? I can no longer sing on pitch. That makes me very sad. I can't ride a bike. It's my balance, and once I stop, my legs don't reach the ground soon enough before I'll fall over. I tried. I can't climb up a steep hill without getting out of breath. And I don't know if I can still ski because I haven't yet tried on the bunny hill. It might make the can-do list. There are several more that I could add, but there's plenty of things that I can do. So I'll just keep doing them until something new comes along that I want to add to the list. When a person puts a limit on what he will do, he puts a limit on what he can do. When he selects a goal in life that can be fully achieved without God's help, he has defined his own limitations. You never know what you can do until you try. What can I do? Probably the same things that you're all doing. I can listen to a busy retiree. I can ask any of them how they use their time and what new adventures have they added in this season of life. The list can be endless. Ask God to show you what he knows will bring you joy, reward, and stimulation. Use what you learn or you'll lose it. It has been said, too many people are like a wheelbarrow, a trailer, or a canoe. They need to be pushed, pulled, or paddled. Let's decide to do something now to make our lives better. The moment we commit ourselves, God moves too, and it's always a forward advance. He leads, we follow. Lack of decisiveness has caused more failure than lack of intelligence or ability, because it's not what we have, it's what we use. We are made for action, and if we can't find joy where we are, we probably won't find it anywhere. Aging isn't old age. Aging begins at birth, and it continues until death. We have been experiencing it and celebrating it every day, every year. Aging happens, and we can't stop it. We are created outwardly and inwardly, renewed day by day to be fresh and flourishing. We are responsible for what we do with the circumstances that we're in. We can improve with age through the trials. Life happens. Life changes. First, let's get rid of shaky theology and stinking thinking. Know the word of God and what he has done and what he is doing and what he will do. For those who trust in his plan and purpose for us, we're called to do what we can. God knew what he was doing when he put specific gifts and talents into each one of us. And we're called, and gifts and talents and the strengths inside of us. Never judge yourself by your weaknesses, only by your strengths, because you're richer than you think. The best will always arise within you when you tap into those best gifts that God put into you. And if you don't know the gifts and strengths that you have, ask someone that's close to you and ask them what they see. What we do with each day matters. They say that you should bloom where you're planted and bear fruit. Well, that's God's plan. It's important to know what and who we allow to speak into our hearts and minds. Some words speak only of despair and failure from people having struggles of their own, and very few words that can bring light and hope. Pray for them, for those who haven't come to the light themselves, that they will rise above their current circumstances. Offer them hope in Jesus and courage, and encourage them to face each new day in him. Be thankful for all that we have with a willing heart to help others. See the best in people. That's what everyone needs to do. It should be everyone's goal. We all need people to come alongside us in prayer. Trusting God, we make good choices hour by hour. Does today feel any different than yesterday? If not, get up and get going. Get out. Get inspired. Inspired to do something different, something new. And that leads us to point number two. Don't let what you've never done keep you from doing something new. The upside of aging is to be free from the constraints of our vocation, the daily routine that has always been what we knew, and all of the time constraints. Be motivated by our contemporaries. That's all the other old people. And be productive in our leisure. Enjoy new activities and new friends, more family time. Our children really need to hear how we lived our lives way back then. Give them our hindsight, our insight, and our foresight. What else can we be? How about being a volunteer? Help is needed everywhere. Be prepared to stay involved in the things that matter, things that make a difference in the lives of the people around us. See Pastor Frank. He's got lots of ideas. And don't fear failure so much that you refuse to try new things. Always look at what you have left, not what you lost. Another question, which is worse, failing or never trying? Our lives will be more useful, rich, interesting, and more stimulating than a life that has never risked a mistake by never trying. And then get ready to laugh, enjoying the funny side of life. Enjoy other people's stories, their mistakes, their bloopers, their unexpected adventures. I've got some that I could share, but that's one of the ones that took up to almost 58 minutes, so we're going to have to take that another time. But I do love to laugh. I also like to learn from my mistake. And if I do that, I have to be willing to admit what I don't know. Nobody likes to keep company with a know-it-all. Do something new is beyond improving who we are. It's opening the door to new and exciting opportunities. God wants us to have joy and comfort in our lives so that we can comfort those around us who are hurting. We need to practice the Christian rule of rebound. You probably haven't heard of that in that term. But it's bouncing back. Bouncing back from the difficulties to what we know is true. God loves and cares for us. He knows our needs, and he leads us to a better place than where we are now, here and hereafter. No one can take away the joy. We just lose it when we refuse to use it or accept it. Joy is much greater than seeking a glad or happy heart that is dependent on circumstances. Joy is an inner peace that brings comfort to our aching heart in our grief and suffering. Age is just a number, it's not a condition. A good friend whom I love in the Lord recently celebrated his 80th birthday and lamented, saying, "Well, guess it's all downhill from here." Is that true, or is it a lie from the enemy? Be careful of our words, because what we picture in our minds just might go to work to accomplish it. If God is for us, nothing can defeat us. He has our lives and years planned, and a purpose for each day and year ahead. Some people may resist change, having little hope for a better tomorrow. And to those whose physical strength is still in recovery, please hear what I heard when I was seeking the Lord. Our future is and always will be in God's hand. Today is the day to find strength in Him. It's not all downhill from here. Today is always a new beginning. His mercies are never exhausted. They are new every morning. Use positive thoughts, knowing that God can bring hope, comfort, and healing to your body, soul, and mind. Don't allow the enemy to tempt you with his lies. God wants his children to be whole and hopeful. Allow his promises to take root in your heart. Believe that you have a better tomorrow. When you yield in faith to where he has you right now, our thoughts can be our best friend or our worst enemy. Choose well what you allow in your heart and mind, for as you thinketh in your heart, so you are. Another question. Are we standing in the way of the abundant life that Christ is giving us? What lies are we believing? The fight we have is truly between the truth and a lie. Which one will win? The one we feed the most. Never let things that we can't have, don't have, or shouldn't have spoil the enjoyment of the things that we do have. That's choosing discontentment, regret, and misery. Has our attempt at change or growth failed until we finally gave up? God's plan for you and me does not include giving up. Now we're in point three. Don't let what you don't have keep you from using and enjoying all the things that you do have. What do I have? Well, I have gifts and I have responsibilities. I have life, everlasting life, a redeemed life, the breath of God living in me. Lucy Summers taught us this in one of the sessions that we had in our Mosaic Women's Group. She taught us to say the word Yahweh with the breath that we take. Yahweh. Breathing in and out, saying his name. Every breath we take is evidence of his life in us. We have a heart to beat, eyes to see, ears to hear, a mouth to speak, hands to help, and feet to go wherever we're sent. Where we're sent, it could be next door. It could be into another state. It doesn't matter. Allow God to send you, to put on your heart where you can be used. We have truth in his word and the Holy Spirit living in us. We have daily bread, not all we want sometimes, but definitely all we need. We have strength in him to carry us through difficulties. And God does not hide us from the truth. In this world, he tells us, we will have troubles. We live in a fallen, sinful world filled with sorrow, pain, worries, and trials. We will be tested. Look for God's purposes in the testing of your life. There'll always be an answer. What don't we have? Well, whatever that is, doesn't pale. It pales in comparison to what we have been given. So we give it little thought. Don't let it bring disappointment, despair, and lack of gratitude for being given everything we need to survive. God is the source of physical life and spiritual life. He is the source and sustainer of all life. Jesus is the shepherd sent by the shepherd to reveal the Father's heart toward us. Jesus leads us as one of his sheep to follow the Father's plan to keep the sheep safe. That's us. Safe from the sinful world that we live in. The shepherd knows what I need, and I don't, because I can't see what the future holds. Setting boundaries on the idle, time-wasting activities that we choose will help us to move forward to the unexpected adventures of aging without getting old and grumpy. And for that, we need a new mindset. The person who wastes today lamenting yesterday will waste tomorrow lamenting today. Isn't that a mouthful? Unexpected adventures await each one of us. Opportunities are everywhere. Are you looking for them? Again, see Pastor Frank. He has a bag full of great ideas and could probably use the help. And what's next? Laughter and unexpected adventures. Laughter is the only medicine that needs no prescription, has no unpleasant taste, and costs no money. Smiling on the outside makes us feel better on the inside. And he who laughs lasts. Enthusiasm is not automatic. It must be nourished with new actions and new efforts. It's not our disposition that makes us happy. Remember, some people freeze in the winter, others ski. A positive attitude creates positive results. Huge waves will terrify a weak swimmer, but it will exhilarate a surfer. I know. I don't surf, but my son does. Attitude makes a big difference in the life of a person who is experiencing lack of energy or failing health. Depression, gloom, pessimism, despair, discouragement, and fear will drain us. Only God's love and care can lift us out of the greatest depths. Seek him in a closer fellowship with the people that he sends you. People who have a positive attitude and an enthusiastic zest for life can be contagious, but some people have been vaccinated, and that's so sad. Even in despair, be a light to those in darkness. Step out. Get out of your daily pattern of disappointment. Even if pain is still there, it can lift your spirits to new heights. It's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. My daughter had just been diagnosed with shingles in her eye. She said, it's better to be in pain than under a palm tree than it would be in pain at home where there are no pleasant distractions to take my mind off the pain. So let's go on our trip to Florida like we planned, Mom. And we did. God calls us to action. What does he want us to be? Fully grown, fully mature, fully available to him. And what do we want? We want to be needed and useful. We want to be a light in a dark place for so many people far less fortunate than ourselves. Closing words. Don't let what you can't do keep you from doing what you can do. Don't let what you don't let something that you've never done before stop you from doing something new. And don't let what you don't have keep you from using what you do have. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be enthusiastic. Show love. Spread laughter. Let love and laughter be your best friends as you travel together every day. Spread that love and laughter, because the world we live in needs all of them. There were a few other little things that just hit me, and I thought you needed to hear it. I did. When a king's face brightens, it means life. That's Proverbs 16. And so live life like a king and smile more. Proverbs 16:23 says, a wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. So live like a wise guy. And then, have any aching bones? Proverbs 16 talks about that too. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Speak healing words to one another. A welcomed heart attack would be your heart making a decision to live life well. And so I thank you for the opportunity to speak. My heart was full and you were patient. I hope you were encouraged. And I hope to hear your story someday, because we all have one. And it really means most to us when you can speak the truth of what God has done in your life and share the story. Thank you.